Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, Mother, hold on a minute. Don't make any definite plans for those big holiday dinners until you see the marvelous selection of poultry at your Kroger store. Without a doubt, they're the best buy-in birds in town. And you know why? Well, because Kroger's poultry is carefully selected for its tenderness, its juiciness, and real country fresh flavor. Why, once you see the grand selection of chickens and ducks and turkeys, you'll want them all. Yes, ma'am, Kroger's poultry is just tantalizingly delicious. And for an extra special dinner, you'll certainly want to serve your family this exclusive Kroger feature, famous four-point blue ribbon turkey. Man, oh man, what a treat. They're just covered with juicy meat and chock full of fresh flavor, a flavor that will have your family sighing in contented delight. Now, there are four mighty good reasons why four-point blue ribbon turkeys are outstandingly superior. It's because they're raised and developed into plump turkeys in carefully selected areas, because they're scientifically fed for flavor, then expertly dressed, and finally, they're personally selected to please you. So order yours without delay at your Kroger store, for it's the only place you can buy famous four-point blue ribbon turkeys. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny's job as a laboratory assistant to Professor Stuart Rogers seemed as if it were a good thing until the wealthy Madeline Dodge spoke up for the job herself. The next day, Professor Rogers comes to Penny's house to tell her of a talk he had with Madeline late the day before. The professor says,
I know you were a little upset by Madeline's appearance in my office yesterday, so I thought I'd come and tell you something. I had a talk with her last night.
And, she isn't too disappointed that she didn't get the job herself.
Not a bit. I don't think she was really serious about wanting it herself.
She doesn't look like the type who care to work. Oh, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, Professor. Believe me. Miss Dodge just never did work, and I don't know why she should want to now.
Well, I don't either. That's why I was sure from the beginning that she didn't really want the job.
No, Professor. Only you.
Only me. What does that mean?
Well, that means that her interest in working in a laboratory was not the work, but being near you.
Oh, no, no, Miss Gibbs. I don't think Miss Dodge is that serious about me.
No. Oh, by the way, just what do you call her, Madeline or Miss Dodge?
Why, Miss Dodge, don't I?
Except when you call her Madeline.
I call her Madeline?
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you blush about it. It's quite all right. After all, that's your name.
Oh, yes, yes, I know, but I...
Well, oh, Professor, it doesn't matter. At least it certainly doesn't to me. All I'm interested in is having that job in your laboratory and getting no trouble from Miss Dodge because of it.
Well, that's what I wanted to explain to you. I had a long talk with Miss Dodge last night, and she laughed about the idea of her going to work for me.
And what did she say about my going to work for you?
Oh, she thought it was a good thing for both of us. She said she'd heard you needed a job rather badly, and she could see the value of my having an assistant who was also a personal friend.
That's what she said, Professor, but did she mean what she said?
Well, she said it in plain, simple, straightforward language, Miss Gibbs, and I could understand everything she said.
You could understand the words, Professor, and the meaning of the words, but could you understand her reason for saying them?
I suppose her reason was to dispel any fears either one of us might have that she'd cause trouble over this.
Well, you were afraid there might be trouble, hmm?
No, not when I asked you to take the job, but I did have certain fears when Madeline walked into my office yesterday, and there was a look of real concern on her face when she heard that you had the job.
Oh, yes, it was real, too, Professor.
Well, no, it wasn't. It must have been my imagination.
Then we have twin imaginations, because I saw that look, too, and it was just what you said, real, very real.
Well, I don't think so, Miss Gibbs. If we both thought we saw a look of concern on her face, it was because we both feared the same thing from her. But we were both wrong. Miss Dodge isn't going to cause us any trouble. How can she?
You can do a lot of things with money, Professor, and Miss Dodge has a lot of money.
But she hasn't enough to buy Rossville University. And that's just exactly what she'd have to do to dictate what went on in my laboratory.
Well, I don't imagine even Madeline Dodge would buy a university just to cause trouble for anyone.
Oh, no, I don't imagine she would. So let's forget our worries with Miss Dodge, shall we?
All right, if you say we should.
I say we should.
Then we'll forget Miss Dodge completely.
And turn to more important matters, such as how you're coming along with your studies.
Well, teacher, I think I know lesson one.
Good. Mm. Well, now sit down like a good student, and I'll give you a little quiz.
Oh, yes, teacher. But what happens if I can't answer even the first question?
Oh, the first question's the easiest one.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. First question's always the easiest.
All right. I'll try to answer it.
Well, I'm sure you can if you studied your lesson.
I did, teacher, honestly.
All right, we'll see. Question one.
Oh, I'm nervous.
No need to be nervous. I told you it'd be an easy question.
I know you said the question would be easy, but what about the answer?
Well, I'll pretend I didn't hear that, Miss Gibbs. Remember, I'm the teacher here.
Mm-hmm.
The questions come from me.
Yes, teacher. But make it as easy as you can.
Well, I told you, Miss Gibbs, the question would be very simple. in fact, this is what it is. Will you have dinner with me tonight?
Oh, the answer to that isn't given in lesson one.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, maybe you're one of those students who skipped too many grades in primary school. I asked you a question any kindergarten pupil could answer, and yet you can't answer it.
Professor Rogers, do you ask kindergarten pupils to have dinner with you?
Miss Gibbs, I demand respect in my classroom.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. You're so serious, even when you're pretending.
Well, I'm not pretending, Miss Gibbs. I ask you a very serious question. Will you have dinner with me tonight?
Well, shall we stop playing school so I can give you a serious answer?
Yes, if it'll help.
School's out, hmm?
Uh-huh, it's out.
Well, then I'll be happy to go to dinner with you tonight, Professor Rogers.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Because we were playing school. My mother never let me have dates on weeknights when I was in school.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Now, you remind me never to try to play games with you again, Miss Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
You're much too far ahead of me at every turn. What time may I call for you? 8 o'clock?
Oh, yes. Yes, 8 o'clock will be fine.
Oh. Well, I'll see you at 8 then. And there won't be any pretending, please. No pretending school or anything else. I do much better.
Hello. Is Penny Gibbs in?
No, ma'am, she isn't.
Oh, well, I'm Mrs. Billings, Penny's mother.
Miss Gibbs' mother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crickets, come in.
Oh, thank you, dear. You must be Nora.
Yes, ma'am, Nora Williams. Oh, may I take your coat and hat and your bag?
Oh, no, thank you, dear. I can manage. So, you're Nora, are you?
Yes, ma'am, I've only been here a few days.
Yes, I know that. Penny's written me about you. I understand you're doing a wonderful job taking care of Valerie.
Oh, Miss Gibbs likes me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crickets, that's super. I like it so much here, and I want Miss Gibbs to like me, too.
Well, she's more than satisfied with you, Nora.
Oh.
And if it means anything to you, I'm more than satisfied with you, too.
But, Mrs. Billings, you've just seen me a few minutes, and Daddy says you can never tell about anyone in a few minutes.
You can't about a lot of people, Nora. But about someone like you, I think you can. Penny tells me you're only 17.
Well, 17 is very grown up. And Daddy says I'm a lot older than my age.
Well, I certainly agree with your Daddy about that. Tell me, Nora, is everything all right?
Everything, Mrs. Billings?
I mean, here, your job, the baby, and Penny. And please, dear, tell me the truth. Everything is as it should be?
Well, Mrs. Billings, I don't know what to say to that. My job is just super, and, oh, the baby is scrumptious, and, well, I don't know what to tell you about Miss Gibbs. She's awfully nice to me and all that, and I think she's just super, too, but I don't know what else to tell you about.
You told me all I want to know, darling.
I have?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't told you anything. All I said was, oh, I think I see what you mean now, Mrs. Billings.
I think you do, too, dear. You're very clever, aren't you?
Well, I don't know, Mrs. Billings. Just lucky, maybe.
Now, I have to be clever to see what you mean, don't I?
Oh, really, Mrs. Billings? Oh, this must be Miss Gibbs now.
Wonderful. I hope it isn't too much of a shock for her to find me here.
Oh.
I didn't tell her I was coming.
Oh, you heard me with a key. Mother, hello, darling.
Oh, Mother, how are you? Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you. Oh, and I have so much to tell you. Nora, would you take Mother's suitcase upstairs?
Oh, why, yes, Miss Gibbs, right away.
I'll put them in my room, dear. Mother will sleep with me.
All right, and Mrs. Billings, the pink towels in the bathroom will be yours.
Thank you, Nora. Thank you very much.
Penny, she's adorable.
Yeah, isn't she a beautiful girl?
Almost as pretty as you are.
Oh, I wish I had Nora's looks.
Well, darling, you're not 17.
No, I certainly am not. But, Mother, I have the most wonderful news.
What?
I have a job.
A job?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how wonderful. Where, dear?
In Professor Rogers' laboratory. The new laboratory at the university.
Oh, how grand.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful?
Then you and the professor are really getting along together.
Well, job won't be ready for another week, or maybe even 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But yes, indeed, we're getting along all right. Guess what?
I'm never very good at guessing what you're up to next. What is it, dear?
Oh, it's nothing I've done now. It's what the professor's done.
Well, what's he done besides give you a job?
Well, he's invited me to dinner tonight.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
But you've been invited to dinner before.
Oh, I know I have, but not by Professor Stuart Rogers.
Mm. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
He's started showing an interest in you?
Well, an interest in me in his own peculiar way.
There's nothing peculiar about it when he invites you to dinner, dear. Sounds like the beginning of something to me.
No. No, I didn't tell you because I thought it was anything like that. It's just that I never thought the professor would even bother very much about me.
And you were afraid you'd bother about him while he didn't bother back?
Oh, you know I'm not interested in Professor Rogers. Not that way.
No?
No.
Well, you're acting like a schoolgirl about this dinner date, dear.
No, I'm not. I'm just very pleased, that's all. Yes, sir, I've actually brought the professor out of his shell.
Be careful trying to bring people out of their shells, darling. You're in sort of a shell of your own, you know.
Am I? Well, in that case, I'll be safe.
Don't be too sure, dear. To break someone else's shell, you'll first have to climb out of your own. And out of your shell, just how safe are you?
Well, is Mrs. Billings right? Is Penny falling in love with Professor Rogers without knowing it? Is Professor Rogers in love with Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Friends, with the holidays just around the corner, now is the time to think about poultry. And when you think about poultry, let me urge you to think about Kroger poultry, because Kroger offers you the best birds in town. That sounds like a large claim, but it's a fact that your own cooking will prove. You see, these Kroger birds are naturally better, plumper, more tender, juicier, and full of that real country fresh flavor. For instance, those four-point blue ribbon turkeys, the real aristocrat of the poultry kingdom. Now, these great turkeys are better for four reasons. First, they're raised in the best turkey-raising areas by master turkey growers. Next, they're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. Then they're expertly dressed, the way you yourself would dress a prize bird. And finally, the ones that are chosen for your Kroger store are specially selected to please discriminating folks like you. It's no wonder they come out of your oven tasting better. Yes, you'll say you've never cooked a bird as good as a four-point blue ribbon turkey. Order one at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.